Hello guys, welcome to Game 23 episode of the FPL Life or Deadline. I am great and it's good to be here. Sammy's here with me. Welcome, Sammy.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's good to be here, especially after a splendid Rashford triple captain week. So yeah, I'm excited.
And yeah, with us here today, we have an old friend of the pod, Nelson Ashadi.
Yeah, good day guys. It's good to be back after some weeks break, if I can put it that way.
Yeah, but former Nigerian number one. Sammy.
Ah no.
You know we are two on this board now that can claim this. Sammy.
I hear you.
Feels like a lifetime ago.
Let's start with Nelson. Nelson, how have your season been before we even talk about that? Like, where are you ranked now? What have you been doing?
I had a good rank boost, so now I am on just at 600k. And imagine me saying that's a good rank boost. So imagine where I'm coming from outside 1M. It has been disastrous, but my Rashford saved me this game week with the triple cap, so I'm still hopeful that I could rise in rank in the coming weeks anyway.
Okay, Sammy, out of you, I'm sure you did well now. Like, where are you ranked now? How was your week?
Yeah, I did very well. Scored 109 points. I'm ranked around 600k too, so I almost halved my rank from 1.2 million or something like that. So yeah, it was good. I mean, and we are... yeah.
So we're in the same territory.
Yes. I was surprised to hear you say that. Yeah, we're in the same territory, but we're also hoping to leave that territory for better territory.
Okay, so yeah, everybody here, at least we had good game weeks. We had 100, but like for me, I still have the worst rank right now, but I'm just so close. I almost broke into the 6-digit rank, almost, just by a few. but I had a good week, moved from like 1.7 to 1 million. So that's not bad. Let's talk about double game. And before we talk about double game, let's talk about Manchester City. I actually want to. I don't know. What do you think about Manchester City? Because when Arsenal lost that match to Everton, and for those that listened to the last episode, I'm sorry for shouting and making noise and fooling myself. I was so sure that I would beat Everton. I was so sure. I was not even looking at the draw funny. And now my dad, I watched the first half. I don't know, I just got busy. I couldn't even watch the second half. But I thank God I didn't watch the second half. But yeah, when that happened, I felt that we would certainly lose. We would certainly like lose ground, lose the 5-point lead we reduced to, like, because City of before, when it used to be City Liverpool, once Liverpool drop points, they take advantage of it. But something just seems off about City. They are blowing hot and cold. I don't know. Nelson, what do you think? What do you think about City? Is there anything, is there something to read there, or are we reading too much into Nelson?
I think they have some issues they are dealing with internally. And you could see from the transfer window when Cancelo left. I mean, he started the season all right, but some issues happened and he lost his place in the starting line. We also saw a few more changes. So I feel like City have some things that is happening to them. Probably some of their first team players are losing touch. We also heard the interview from Pep the other time saying some of them are getting too comfortable. So maybe he's trying to react to the players and there's just this sort of conflict. I feel that's what is happening. The squad just seems settled at the moment. And so until they fix up, I think we're still going to be seeing the same consistencies from them. So from Haaland's point of view, I think the problem is just that he's not getting service. I mean, that's what Haaland has been doing all season, scoring, tapping, looking, let me not say tapping, but like final touches into the goal. So as long as the service is not there because of the imbalances in the team, then it might continue in that way for him.
Okay, Sammy, what do you think quickly? So we'll go to another thing.
Yeah, I share the same view as Nelson. Inconsistencies, maybe it's a mental thing, it's a psychological thing. And we saw Pep bench De Bruyne over the weekend against Spurs. That was very unlikely or unusual. So I'm guessing Pep is trying to maybe, I don't know, rejuvenate the players, the hunger, you know, and all that. If you listen to his press conference, as Nelson alluded to, he has been talking about like they've won so many titles, maybe players are not that motivated and all that. But in my opinion, I think it's Pep, it's City, they've done this over and over and over again. And even the stats, I think since the restart, the expected goal involvement, they have not really been performing badly, even though we are seeing it in our eye, but they've not been performing badly according to the stats. So there's nothing to panic about. That's what I'll say.
Okay.
Confidence having two City players or three, or are we going to get to that later?
Yeah, we'll get to that. That's where we are going to next now. For the double, Haaland, Manchester City in game 23. Arsenal play Brentford and Manchester City at home. Two home matches. Manchester City play Aston Villa at home and Arsenal away. Sammy, how many Arsenal players do you have? Who are they? And how many Manchester City players do you have currently now? And who are they? Who do you have now?
Okay. So I'm maxed out on City. I have Mahrez, De Bruyne and Haaland. So wow. I think I'm fine there. Then on Arsenal, I have Nketiah and White. So I have two Arsenal players. I'm looking to add Saka for maybe Bruno this week. So yeah, that's my move. But there's something that I don't know. I'd like to ask.
Right.
I'd like us to discuss about Ben White. I don't know. I'm not really confident in him starting those two games. This game week, does it make sense to take a hit to shift Ben White to somebody else, maybe like Gabriel or something?
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that because he's not really in form. He's not really in form like he was earlier in the season. But I still think he starts both games. I still think he starts both games. And taking a hit for a defender to a defender, fine. Arsenal starts defensively have not been poor, but we just find a way to concede. Get so even bringing in Gabriel, there's no guarantee that the hit will pay off. I think maybe for a free, probably if you have above on for it, I don't think I would advise that.
Also, okay. Even if it doesn't start two, I think it surely starts one. So taking a hit to take out a defender that starts one game, I don't know about that.
Okay.
I completely agree, but I think we are looking at I'm looking at it like maybe over the stretch, given that also as we say, you know, plan game 25 that not onto a double game 25, and just that uncertainty about why it's starting now that Tomiyasu is getting to full fitness. He wants like a nailed door that snap player, so more like futuristically over the long term, is it a move that you're willing to make or you're just going to stick with White?
In the long run, if I have a luxury transfer, I might consider it, but for now, if it gets to the point where it starts, maybe if they start benching him, I think my team is okay enough for me to have a solution to that. I'm not really thinking about it, honestly. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Nelson, what of you? I know you've owned Saka for a while. Which other Arsenal players do you have and which City players do you have?
Yeah, I brought an Nketiah for his lovely blank. Disappointing, but I'm happy to own him going forward. And I also have White, so I have triple up on Arsenal. Then City, I only have Haaland. and I was thinking of bringing in KDB next game week for the double and selling Salah, but because of the new information, I don't know about doing that. But I think I definitely have double City ahead of the next game week, so I might be getting Mahrez instead of KDB.
Okay. Not bad. Sammy, how will you rank your Arsenal assets? Let's say top three. Let's say attackers. Let's leave the defenders. Rank attackers and rank defenders, top three.
I just want to see my top three Arsenal players though. I don't think a defender will win. Yeah. Nketiah, I think, is number one just because of the amount of like chances he's been getting. According to the stats, he's amassed the most, you know, XGI. I think only second to Haaland since the restart. So yeah, he's been getting. He's not just scoring the goals, but his performance underlying stats has been good. Second, I would say Saka, just because of the penalty duties he'll be on. Yeah, so I'll put Saka ahead of Odegaard. So it's Nketiah, Saka, Odegaard. That's my top three actually.
Okay. Nelson, do you agree?
Yeah, it has to be that. Nketiah, Saka, and Odegaard.
Yeah, fair enough. Nketiah's stats are very nice, but but if for instance I be captains one of them, probably be Saka just because of the pens. But Nketiah has very crazy stats since the restart, and I guess that's that. For me, okay, let me just talk about my own team. I have Nketiah and White, and I have KDB and Haaland. So I'm not really looking to force a 30 player because I'm not really seeing. Yes, there are ways I can do that, but which City defender do I want to go to? And especially since they've not really been doing very well. I don't know if Pep will want to start changing a lot of things, maybe at the back. I don't think I want to go there. So I'll get in Saka, most likely. Saka for Bruno is like my direct move. And yeah, I had some other moves in mind, but it will just be -4. It will just be like I'm just trying to force the moves, really. So that's where I am now. Is there anything about it?
But I want to raise a question. Let's talk about Martinelli though. It's still, I think, mediumly to highly owned, and some owners are worried that they're probably getting or owning the least fancy Arsenal pick. So what's your take, Nelson? I'd like to hear your opinion. If you have Martinelli, will you move to Martinelli to Saka or Martinelli to Odegaard just because?
I would, because the stats have currently switched. It's no longer favoring Martinelli in terms of chances, expected goals, and that. So I think Saka is getting the better chances now.
Okay, great. Do you agree? Will you move Martinelli if you had him?
Honestly, I think it's a lot more tricky. This FPL where there's a lot beyond our control. I don't know. For me, let me say, it depends on you now. If I can have Martinelli and either of Saka or Nketiah, I would keep him. That's where I stand. But I might not be comfortable with Martinelli and Odegaard though. I know that Odegaard has his start has improved, but I don't still see him as that FPL asset. That's just maybe it's the bias or anything.
Exactly.
But if I have Martinelli and either of Nketiah or Saka, I'll probably just keep him. I don't really like sideways moves, honestly.
The thing with Martinelli is, you know, and the thing generally with Arsenal is that the stats have been switching between these two over the course of the season. So, and there has to be a reason behind it. I think some of the reason is the defensive lineup, how Zinchenko positions, and which side of the pitch they overload. So I think currently Martinelli's side is used for the overload, and that is why Saka is getting more chances on his own side. So it's more like the ball goes on to the left and they cross it to the right and he has space. So if there is a start backing it, then isn't something like you should do?
Okay, maybe for a free transfer, right? Maybe for a free transfer, it is a luxury move. But honestly, if I'm taking a hit to take Martinelli out, I've been seeing people saying that I don't see it. I don't like it. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's the way I play.
Wait, sorry. Did he say for a hit? I think for a
hit. I'm saying people are going as far as considering moving him for a hit.
I think that's
okay.
Okay, so you wouldn't move him for a hit though, but for free you would.
For free, I might. But like I said, the priority is that if I have like Martinelli and Saka or Martinelli and Nketiah, I'm not going to. I'll leave it that way. You can try and see if there's a way I can get in two of those attacks.
Yeah. How about going for Martinelli because of pricing? Do you think that's why? If you don't have him at all.
If you don't have him at all, you should go for Odegaard. I think.
Interestingly though, Nelson, I'm just looking at the stats just now. So then again, I'm not going to lie, this XG stats, it does my head in sometimes. But since the restart, I'm looking at the midfielder stats, and Martinelli is 8th on the list, the highest Arsenal player on this list, above Odegaard and above Saka. Just above Odegaard, 0.52 XGI non penalty per 90. That's very interesting to me because I've seen a couple of Arsenal matches in the restart, and Martinelli has been nowhere near as threatening as he was pre the World Cup. So I'm just looking at this stats and I'm wondering, how did they conjure up this XG stats? This thing is not adding up. What we can see and what they are saying here, it's not the same thing, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this is where the balance of XGs and like eye test comes in.
Because I guess
from the few games I saw Saka in good positions, and that guy is so clinical. The game against Everton, there was this one time shot he took.
It was cleared off the line.
So it feels like he knows how to get into those positions, and I just think unless there's a tactical change where he has to fall back a little bit, I think his numbers are sustainable. So
I completely agree, and of course he has pens too. So yes, that is that. But I want to talk about. I know that the next on the agenda is triple capsing. But we all have used our triple captain here, so definitely I don't think to people that maybe kept it and they kept it for Haaland this week, probably or most likely. You triple captain Haaland if you still had a triple captain too. Oh,
I'm not going to lie, it's now a difficult decision because several factors I would consider is, will there be better double game week for City or for some of these prominent assets? I don't know. And this Haaland fixture, I don't think it's the best. First of all, they play Aston Villa, who seem a little bit like trying to get back form again. And they also play Arsenal, who are trying to win the league. So I think it's going to be a very difficult fixture for Haaland, and it so happens now that they seem to be out of form. So the only reason anyone would captain Haaland now is because it's Haaland. We've seen too many goals from him. But tactically or logically, I don't see enough reason to back him. But again, you have to consider, because we have other fixture, other chips we will try and discard very soon. You know, the bench boost and the rest for those ones who haven't played them. So for the coming doubles, those chips might be more relevant. So maybe you just want to use your triple captain now. I really don't. If I have to make the decision, I think I'll just say, well, it's Haaland, 2 games. Maybe he probably scores 1 or 2.
No, it's true, though. It's a conundrum, especially if you've seen Rashford do what he just did this game. We can, you're under so much pressure to maybe use it. But in my opinion, if you have not used the triple caps, no, so now I'll keep it. I don't know why. I just feel if you've not used it up to, I just feel like you've missed probably the best chance of triple captain.
Yeah,
and that was against Rashford. But if you've not used it till now, then I'll keep it till maybe game week, till the closing time of, or till the dying game week. So I gave 36, 37, 38.
Bro, The ceiling is going to be
yes.
Yeah, the season is wrapping up. Probably some of these big teams are playing finals in other competitions. You know, they probably start giving more chances to younger players. And towards the ending, from game week 30 something, I think you have little to no double game weeks. So
That's true. Although then again, though, okay. You know, they like, okay, great. Are you back?
Yeah, I've been back. I've just been observing.
I've just been riding on since.
No, I think with Haaland, it's tricky now. It's tricky. But I can't say. How surprised will you be if Haaland pops 2 against Villa, or even 3? We'll be very surprised. That's the thing with him, Sha. I think, especially if you feel that you are in a good position, for instance, like you feel that, okay, you're comfortable with like your rank, you feel that, okay, this rank is not bad, you might just, because the triple captaincy, honestly, most of us are still going to cap Haaland, so you are just getting the extra. You get the extra 3x minus 2x is x. You are getting the x. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, but I get it that if you maybe want to chase rank, you might want to find a better option. Maybe something that gives you a better chance of climbing up the ranks. But yeah, it all depends on you. It all depends on you now. It all depends on you. Okay. Do you still have anything to say about the captain?
No, yeah, but pretty much. It all depends on you, as you just said.
Okay. So next we want to talk about now is blank game week in game week 25 and game week 28. Game week 25 is tricky because it's both a blank and a double. Some teams will blank, some teams will play twice. They've already announced the doubles. The doubles will be for Arsenal, Everton, Liverpool and Wolves. Arsenal, Everton, Liverpool and Wolves. While the teams that will blank are Brentford, Brighton, Manchester United, Newcastle. So based on the announcement of let's talk about, like, let's see, looking ahead at the one that is closest to us, that's blank stroke double game week 25. Sammy, how much is that crossing your mind as you are making decisions? You are trying to get in players, as you are making.
Definitely. It has changed a lot of my moves I was thinking of making, and even the players I was thinking about leaving. I thought I was not going to change Bruno House. I was thinking about not, you know, leaving Bruno on the bench, thinking that yeah. But now I know I have to move Bruno on, and then the players I'm targeting now. I mean, I'm thinking about Liverpool players all of a sudden. and how I can, which move I'll make to get them in and all that. I'm considering even Everton players too. My defense and all that. Yeah, so it has changed a lot of my thinking. And that's the doubles, that's the blanks. For sure now, I think if we are combining it with game 28, I think I'll leave Trippier if you have, or obviously all of us have Trippier, but I'll leave Trippier just because Newcastle have a fixture in game 28. But apart from Trippier and maybe Rashford, I'll look to move in any other player that you have for Man United or Newcastle.
Okay. Nelson, what about you? Have you looked into the blanks coming up?
Yeah. So, unfortunately, Manchester United blank. They've been in good form. So, and I have three of them. So I think this just sets up for me the transfer from Bruno to Mahrez. I think it's convenient now because I don't want to have three of them going into game 25. So I'm willing to lose Bruno now and I'll make the move to Mahrez. Then between 24 and 25, I see what I do with Rashford and Shaw. And also, I shipped out Almiron from my team already. So I only have Trippier for Newcastle and I'm willing to hold him through that blank. What were the other two teams that have blanks again?
Brentford and Brighton.
Brentford.
And Brighton.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the reason I didn't get Mitoma earlier. So there's just no point getting him now. And I also don't have Tony. So I think I'm in a good place for the blank. I'll just go ahead.
But yeah, let's just talk about some of the teams that are doubling though, like likes of Everton, Wolves, and Liverpool. Because we all have Arsenal players definitely, yeah, and Liverpool. So what are the plans towards those teams? Like, which players are we targeting or looking to bring in?
Yeah, okay, let me just go first because I already have one Liverpool player, funny enough, and I don't know. What should I do with Robert? I'll probably get in Salah. I think probably Salah. I'm not too bullish on Liverpool, honestly. Except they start to show some kind of form over the next two matches. But I'm not really bullish on Liverpool. For now, I just plan to get in Salah for KDB. But now it's Robertson because I don't know whether will you sell him now, knowing that okay they have the doubles coming up in 25, and also knowing that the likes of Jota, Firmino, Van Dijk, they're all back in training, I think. So what will you do in that situation, Sam?
Honestly, I'll keep him because you already. I'm surprised that you had him to this point, but yeah. Since we are there now, he's definitely going to be playing in the two matches in the double game week. So yeah, I'll keep him. Even though Liverpool's defense really is nothing to write home about. Honestly. I mean, did you watch the match against Wolves? They were I was crying, man.
Like Wolves.
No, it's the way they ended that match for me though. The way they ended that match, so they were just passing Liverpool around. Like I was like, what's going on? This is just bad. I don't know how you bounce back from that though. I don't know, but it's a double game week. The thing with double game weeks is that I don't know. There's just a magic about double game week. Maybe it seems themselves are hyped up to have a double game week, but they will just shadow something. So you can hold. But that Salah KDB to Salah move. Do you see who KDB has in that game? They have the master to play Bournemouth.
I would still do it for some reasons. I think KDB recently has not really been delivering, although his stats are really good, but he has not been delivering on the stats. And occasionally, Pep is so confident to bench him. I'm just worried about that, honestly. I think I'll probably.
Can I cut you
yeah.
just
yeah.
because Sammy also said something similar, but there was an analysis that said.
I know. Three at the back and all that rubbish. But honestly. KDB, KDB in his prime, but I don't know if he's 10 at the back or if he's 2 at the back. You are playing. Yeah. He's going to play. I don't know. It just somehow puts me off in a way. I want him for now, but I won't really be too good. Are you guys still there?
Okay, we're here. I would say I'm still doubtful on that move. I'm still doubtful despite the fact that KDB is, unless maybe I want to go for a City defender and then, but I don't know, KDB against Bournemouth, Salah double game week,
Double game time, week, bro. Crystal Palace and Wolves. This is just Salah's falling though. Ah, Crystal Palace.
I'm even thinking about it. Wait, to Graham Nelson, you said you had Salah. Like, what you've been suffering with Salah? What is
what? I've been suffering though. And unfortunately, I've had other issues in my team, so I couldn't even get him out. Then this game week, like, I was sure Salah to KDB was the move until I heard the double game week coming. So I'm still tied to Salah for the next few game weeks. It's just frustrating. It's frustrating. But I think this is still the best move to do logic, because as you guys have said, KDB has not really been performing. I don't see the points selling Salah to KDB and trying to get Salah back. So I would rather just take out one of the United midfielders for Mahrez. I think Mahrez is good value to cover City midfield.
Fair enough. For the other teams that double in 25, I just think that it's a wait and see, honestly, because Wolves, they are still like, let me just say, like, it's a new coach, new system. We don't really know. Course, it dropped Bueno, and Bueno is even in my team and a number of people's team. Then Everton, I'm hearing a lot of love for Tarkowski. It's cheap, 4.2. Fair enough. But I just think that for most of the other assets, we'll have to just see what they do, see what Sean Dyche does against Liverpool this week and in their next game, game of 24. What do you think? Is there anybody you are considering again? Darwin Nunes.
Danny will be cussing out, right? I watched the match against Wolves, exactly, and Darwin Nunes had another one-on-one. Like, I don't know how you can be so confident that the player will miss a one-on-one. Like, I don't know. I can't remember when last. I don't know if when I was like this or if I really don't know when I was this bad. But one-on-one, I was just like, miss it. And it really missed it. I mean, that one is... I don't think I want to go there, man. I don't think I want to go there again.
Okay. Okay, next thing on the show is to... Let's read out the fixtures for game 23. Deadline is Saturday by 12 o'clock Nigerian time. That's GMT plus one. West Ham, Chelsea is early kickoff. Arsenal, Brentford, Crystal Palace, Brighton, Fulham, Nottingham Forest, Leicester City, Spurs, Southampton, Wolves, Bournemouth, Newcastle, Leeds, Manchester United, that's on Sunday, Leeds, Manchester United, and Manchester City, Villa, Sunday games. Then on Monday, it's Liverpool, Everton, and on Wednesday, it is Arsenal, Man City. For the single game fixtures, I think one that particularly interests me is the Leicester Spurs match, especially because of Harry Kane. I already sold him, but I wish I own him for this match. He has 18 goals and 4 assists in 15 league matches against Leicester City. That's some crazy stuff. Yeah, he always delivers something against Leicester City. But Sammy, any of the other matches that you're looking at, maybe preferably single game matches?
Yeah, I'll just say on that Kane, it pained me so much to sell him because I knew he was going to score against it. But I just thought getting him Bruno was worth it. But anyway, another fixture I'm looking at is Bournemouth, Newcastle, I guess. Fulham, Nottingham Forest also, yeah. I think those are two good fixtures also, single game fixtures. Even though I should add that Nottingham Forest have been very good defensively since they restarted, but I don't think they do very particularly well at away. They don't perform very well away, so I still expect Mitrovic, the likes of Mitrovic, to bang.
Okay, I guess that's fair. Nelson, what are we expecting from Chelsea now versus West Ham? You have bought everybody. You still played rubbish.
You need time. I honestly don't know. I can't say anything because he made some decisions the last game where we drew, and they were asking him why did he start Modric, you know, if you had the cold. So I don't really know what's going on yet, but I can't say who we expect to win, honestly. I have to see some consistent performances before I get confident. But the game I'm looking forward to is Leeds versus Manchester United. I mean, I'm looking forward to it because now this time they are going to have Casemiro. It was just a one match ban.
What? Are you serious?
Wasn't
no.
it?
No, three match ban. Three match ban. Yes,
wow. Okay. I never knew. I was just excited because of that. So if Casemiro is still out, then it's going to be tough. It's still going to be tough. And I guess that solidifies my decision to sell Bruno, because in the absence of Casemiro, they seem to need extra security in the defense. So Bruno kind of like drops down. So then this might actually go Leeds' way. So that's it. The other, I can't say I'm excited about Liverpool versus Everton. Please, Everton might end up winning that game. So, yeah.
Dyke masterclass.
Okay. I guess that.
Let's talk about captaincy though, because I don't know. There's this. I'm going to be controversial here, because I think maybe both of you are nailed on Erling Haaland, but I think there's a case to be made for Bukayo Saka as captain this week. What's your take? First of all, hear my logical. First of all, depending on how you see Arsenal City at the Emirates, maybe. But I just think Arsenal will beat City. That's what I think anyway. So, and I think Bukayo Saka will score. So, based on that fact, and I watched the game against
that's
them. Okay, no, that's not a fact. Based on that thinking, I watched the game against them, the FA Cup. It was very hard for Haaland. It was very hard for Haaland. He barely had any choice. So I'm expecting a tight game for Haaland too against Arsenal. So that leaves just the Aston Villa game. Of course, I remember how great it is. He can just bang a hat trick against Aston Villa, yeah. But in this City's form, and given that Aston Villa are not too bad themselves, my favorite Saka as captain. Great, come on, talk me out of it.
It's something that even crossed my mind too, right? But when you look at it, you see with the Arsenal team, Arsenal can go on to score. Let's say Arsenal scores three against Brentford, for instance.
Yes.
And Saka might have one assist in that game or something.
Exactly. Like,
so it's spread out. Like, it can be Odegaard, can be Nketiah popping, might even be Martinelli. So I think, apart from that, the fact that I still expect Haaland's effective ownership to soar above 200% is game because of those that were triple captain him, right? So.
Yeah.
Even for the fact that it's going to have that kind of the amount of people backing him, even though you don't want to play scared, but honestly, it could go very south for you. The small gains you've tried to accumulate, Haaland is the man. He's the man for the job. He's the man that can change it all for you, send you back to where you are coming from. You know what
I mean? Yeah.
Back to the trenches.
I would also add that Saka has been consistent but not explosive. So he's only had one double digits
true all season
performance. Yeah, all season against Liverpool. That's commendable, but just one. So, and these are two. Okay, let's say this City fixture is tough. So Brentford is like the only fixture, you can really be confident of having something in. But Haaland is quite different. Haaland is like, this guy scores for a living. All they have to do is create chances. So you don't want to not captain him on the day City decide to create chances. So it's not a bad idea trying to go for Saka, but I think I've taken too many risks that have backfired and joined too close to the season. I want to be more cautious because I'm trying to rise. I'm not trying to have another risk backfire.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that's it about the captaincy.
Okay. I think we should try to end, so it's not too long.
Okay.
We've talked about plans for our teams. I'm doing Bruno to Saka. I don't know. I might bench Shaw. Or I don't know. Should I play Shaw versus Leeds away, or I should just play Robert? Oh God, Robert, God. If you didn't Shaw and Robert, I have to bench one of them. Well, I'll decide. Tommy, you've said what you want to do. You are getting Saka too for Bruno. Any other move you are thinking of?
Nope, no other move.
Okay. Nelson, what of you? He said you are getting Mahrez. Who are you getting Mahrez in for?
Mahrez in for Bruno, and I'm happy I can afford that. So.
Okay. Fair enough. So, I guess that's probably all we have time for. That's all we have time for. Hopefully, we have a good week with Green Arrows. Nelson, nice having you on the show. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Yeah, Sammy.
Yeah, anytime Nelson's on the show, it's like, let this pod not end. All right, man. Bless you, bro.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.